Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Chris Proudfoot, stepdad to missing 15-year-old autistic child Sebastian Rogers. He's been married 5 times. That's a red flag. He told Nancy Grace he would take a lie detector test. He said, name the place, name the time, and I'll be there. Nancy Grace, the gal that she is, set it up. And guess what? Chris Proudfoot said, no, I can't take it. The TBI won't let me. What you hiding, Chris Proudfoot? Why won't you take the lie detector test? If you've got nothing to hide, clear your name. Take the test. Do what you gotta do. Do you care about Sebastian? Do you care about Katie Proudfoot? That's her baby boy. Sebastian's biological father, Seth Rogers, is scheduled to take a polygraph test tomorrow, from what I understand. He's not afraid, he has nothing to hide, and he wants to know where his child is, his autistic child. Being autistic for Sebastian does make him more vulnerable. It's scary to think of him wandering around outside. It looks like the police think that it may be too late for Sebastian because they've been searching in landfills and in ponds and other bodies of water. That would seem to indicate that they're looking for a body. Now, Chris Proudfoot had a call with a YouTuber. I think his name is something like Narc or Nart Diver. I'm not sure. Chris was adamant that one of the scent dogs tracked Sebastian's scent to the right of the Proudfoot home, if you're looking at it straight on, all the way to a retention pond. Now, I'm assuming that pond would have been one of the first places that law enforcement would have searched. Law enforcement has said that none of the canines picked up Sebastian's scent. So who's telling the truth, Chris Proudfoot or law enforcement? According to Chris Proudfoot's ex-wife, he has a violent temper, and he apparently, she alleged, threw their baby Faith, while she was in a car seat, onto a coffee table. Nina Gomez also accused Chris Proudfoot of backhanding her other daughter and splitting the child's lip. Now, Katie Proudfoot has said that she passed her polygraph. If that's true, it would seem to rule Katie Proudfoot out. We don't know if it's true or not, though. Chris Proudfoot is avoiding a polygraph. Why? My fear is that he was in town that weekend, despite what he says. My fear is that somehow he, maybe, I'm speculating, this is pure speculation, perhaps he hit Sebastian. Could that be the thud that Katie Proudfoot heard? Could Sebastian have been hit in the head? Is that what made him fall to the ground and create the thud? And if someone in that house hit him that hard that he fell to the ground with a thud, and if the child died of such an injury, that would lead to a manslaughter charge at the very least. And a manslaughter charge would lead likely to time in prison. Is that why we have a potential cover-up here? And if Katie Proudfoot loves her man, she's not going to want to see him go to prison. I just think we really have to consider why Chris Proudfoot is trying to avoid the polygraph. And I think this scenario is a possibility. Again, I'm speculating. I have no idea. This is all allegedly. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm trying to cover my derriere right now, as you know. But again, I would urge Chris Proudfoot to take the polygraph, stop the chatter. If you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to fear. And this would give us some answers and we could move on to other possibilities. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories.